Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free about whatever you want to discuss. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. And you can, of course, enjoy all the features there totally free. A lot of those other talk show hosts in the business of talk radio, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours, we give it away. And so go and enjoy. freetalklive.com. You got Ian Johnson and Daryl in the studio here tonight. And Daryl, you wanted to talk about this situation between antiwar.com and also Google, which I feel like they were talking about it last night, but I'm not seeing it in their list of topics. So this may be the first time it has been broached. Maybe it was mentioned last night and it just didn't make it into the topics list, but tell me, what's been happening there?
So on Wednesday, the 18th day of March in 2015, Google AdSense suspended antiwar.com's account and said, we will no longer deliver ads to your website because you have a web page that has been posted for 11 years. Mm. That shows abuses done by American soldiers in Iraq to Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib. So they posted the story Wednesday saying, here's the letter we got from Google, and this is the site, or rather, this is the page on the site. It's been there for 11 years. It has received over 2 million hits, and now Google wants it gone. Well, yesterday, they thought they had made some headway. There was a story that came out from Gawker, and somehow because of that, it allowed the lines of communication to open up between Google and antiwar.com. Antiwar.com, of course, appealed the decision, and initially they thought that everything was hunky-dory. Google contacted antiwar.com, said that they had given in. They were restoring ad service to antiwar.com. However,
Wait. Did you actually read the letter that Google sent to them? Because I saw that earlier.
I've read the two that they made public. The one from Thursday, or rather the one from Wednesday and the one from today.
What about the one where Google reaches out and they say, oh, we saw our media division or whatever, saw this news?
I have not seen that letter.
So that letter, just because I did read it, I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but I did read it and I just wanted to kind of correct what you were saying.
Google, well, I'm reading what's in the blog post from today from antiwar.com.
Right. I don't know when this post came out, or I don't even remember where I saw it, but someone from Antiwar had posted it. I saw it on Facebook. And anyway, the letter essentially said, look, you know, we saw this. We're sorry that this happened so quickly. It was very apologetic from Google to Antiwar, saying, you know, we shouldn't have pulled your account so quickly. Apparently, there's some sort of 72-hour time window.
And an appeals process.
Yeah.
And if you appeal, they want you to snail mail the appeal.
Really? It's ridiculous.
Also kind of interesting that it's like this is all coming as, you know, Washington's getting ready to reinvade Iraq.
Yes. So, anyway, the Google guy who wrote them, and the name was redacted apparently, but whoever it was that wrote this letter was very apologetic, but at the same time, it wasn't just like, oh, we were wrong, we'll reinstate your services. No, they said that, look, if you pull the Google ads from this one page, will reinstate your services. So the page on which, you know,
right,
you said it has been around for 11 years, it had these pictures from Abu Ghraib and the abuse of the detainees there, Google said, you got to remove our ads from that page, then we'll go ahead and reinstate you. So then what apparently happened was the update from today where they had done that, and then Google came back with another page.
Yes. So this morning, Google contacted antiwar.com again about an article related to the Ukraine situation. So the blog post here from antiwar.com says, antiwar.com has no intention of allowing Google to dictate our content. We are looking into alternate sources of advertising and will not likely be working with Google AdSense in the future.
Now, just to be clear, I don't agree with Google's policy here, but they're not dictating their content.
Right.
The claim here from Eric Garris over at antiwar.com is false. Eric Garris says, this morning they contacted us demanding that we remove this article. And then when he says this article, he links, and he's referring to, to the Ukraine article you're referring to. And in that article, by the way, there's a picture of a stack of bodies. So there's not actually any violence in the picture. There's the results of violence in the picture, dead bodies. But all that aside, later in Garris's post, he actually posts the actual letter that was sent by Google, where it doesn't say you have to take down the article, which is what he says. He says, they contacted us demanding we remove this article. They didn't demand they remove the article. They only demanded that they remove their advertising from that page.
Well, it kind of does sound like a demand when it's like, you know, if this article stays around and our advertisements are on it, you're not getting paid.
But that's not what was said. It wasn't if this article stays around.
Well,
it's if you continue to have Google AdWords
on this
page.
We're not paying you for this content.
Right. And look, I'm saying I don't agree with Google's policy here. I think they should leave antiwar.com alone. But all that said, they didn't threaten, you know, it wasn't you either remove this article or else. It was you remove our content from this article. And so for antiwar to claim they were told they had to remove the article is dishonest. That's not what happened.
Right. But at the same time, and I'm just going to, you know, defend Eric Garris here for a second. The way they are wording it, and this is a new article from what they initially said, this is the problem.
Okay.
Now they're saying, and this is the problem.
And this, right.
And tomorrow they
It'll
could say, and
one.
This, and
right.
this. And pretty soon it's going to be every post on antiwar.com.
Because a lot of them have.
Because every single one of them, if it doesn't have a picture, it tells you about a drone strike or it mentions that somebody got killed. So where do you draw the line on depictions of violence or talking about violence?
There's no doubt Google is effing with anti-war, and I don't appreciate what they're doing here. I think that it is...
I think it's evil.
I think it's very chilling on free speech, and that is
evil. I think it's evil, yeah.
And Google's motto, what you're referencing there is Google's motto, which is...
Don't be evil.
Yeah.
So they forgot how to not be evil.
They are clearly violating that. And as apologetic as their first email...
That Larry Page doesn't know as well as Sergey Brin how to not be evil.
Well, I don't know if either of them were involved in this, but, you know, some
it's
middle manager.
Larry Page is the new CEO of Google, took over for Sergey Brin.
I doubt this escalated to the CEO level, but nonetheless, it certainly is awful what they're doing here, and it's certainly chilling on free speech.
I don't necessarily think that it was direct CEO involvement, but I guess sort of what I'm suggesting is a lot of things have happened that have been really messed up and dumb on the part of Google's behalf since Larry Page took over.
Okay.
You know, essentially the company has instated a bunch of policies that are just meant to tighten up Google and make them more money and do all this stuff, but they've been doing things that's just like, wow, they're just angering a lot of people. I mean, like, you know, the shutting down of Waze, the shutting down of Google Reader, the shutting down of, what is it, their Feedburner. Like, there's all these different things that they've been...
They haven't shut down Feedburner.
They talked about it.
Well, it's still up.
Yeah, okay, so it's still up, sorry. But that's, you know, one, people have been worried about Google Voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's certain things that now it's like, now people are like, this service that, you know, had previously been, you know, they you know, introduce it and get people into sort of a need situation where they are
relying on
that service. They're relying
on
that service.
Well, what's
it's
the
like,
onion?
Oh, well, now, you know.
The onion thing
about
Google,
that, yeah.
you know, we can shut down your entire internet before Google.
I'll see if I can pull that one up.
So one thing that's interesting about this is antiwar.com has a couple of different ways to contact Google. One of them, of course, is snail mail, and they also have a telephone number.
Which is very hard to find.
I tried calling the telephone number, went through about 30 seconds of voice prompt,
hello.
And then got told, All of our voice attendants are busy. It will be a while before they answer your call.
You reached the Google call center. We're out of Ireland, because that's where their Google call center is located.
Did you miss what he said there? He got hung up on.
Oh, that's interesting.
They said there was too many calls on the line, and then click.
Oh.
We're coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to share whatever you want with us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can join Mark and I in real life over at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas, coming up in just about a week, March 28th and 29th. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. Now, if you've never been to a Bitcoin conference before, the Texas Bitcoin Conference is a great conference. We were there last year broadcasting live. We'll be there again this year. Great speakers are lined up like George Gilder, Simbala Nair, David Johnston, Robert Murphy, Anthony DiOrio, Charlie Shrem, Jason King, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can get a full list of speakers there. Plus, the Texas Bitcoin Conference also will be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. The hackathon last year, they came out with some really cool ideas that have, in some cases, parlayed into real, like, things that are happening in the Bitcoin world, like storage.
So, hold on. Let me interject here. Sorry, real quick. But Charlie Shrem, you mentioned, is he
going to be there? Not yet in prison. He is going to apparently be... at this conference. I don't know if he's going to be there physically or if he's going to be there like via some sort of video link, because I've heard he's on house arrest. So I don't know what his physical status will be, but he will not be in a cage, at least.
I feel like Roger Beer's
going to be... Well, his date for reporting is, I believe, today.
I believe it's somehow been continued. There was a blog post from him on his website about going to jail recently.
I feel like Roger Ver will somehow be selling sending telepresence robots to all the Bitcoin luminaries.
Well, actually, if you go to Charlie Shrem's blog, you can see he's on one of those telepresence robots at some sort of conference because he was on house arrest.
Right.
So he's actually done that. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a lot of fun as usual. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL and you'll save $25 on the already very affordable price, which is $150 admission. Knock $25 off by using code FTL. TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 28th and 29th. We will see you there. So, Daryl, we were talking about antiwar.com and Google. Google coming in out of nowhere after 11 years that a page has been up on antiwar.com with some pictures on it of the Abu Ghraib abuses from, you know, what apparently was over a decade ago. It's hard to even...
2004.
Yeah, I mean, it's shocking that it's been that long since that information came out. But the pictures have been up on the site. The Google AdWords has been up on the site ever... Or is it AdSense? Google's ads are up on this... Or they were up on the site for probably a good portion of those 11 years. And now, all of a sudden, it becomes a problem.
Yes.
And they send a notice saying, all right, well, we're pulling your advertising. So they violated their own rules. Now, of course, an advocate of, certain advocates of contract will say, well, you know, hey, anti-war, you signed the agreement here.
It's just funny. AdSense actually started initially in June of 2003. So essentially this page is only maybe a year old. Like, this page started a year after AdSense started, essentially, if it's 11 years old, right? I mean, so
sounds right.
Yeah, not so even
I'll grant you that, yes, antiwar.com, someone there clicked on the I agree to the terms of service, blah 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 blah, but the way they have their policies written, they are so vague.
Yeah.
So they list here the two sections of policy that were violated.
Ah, okay.
One is titled violence/gore, and the other one simply titled violence. Violence/gore. As stated in our program policies, AdSense publishers are not permitted to place Google ads on pages with violent or disturbing content, including sites with gory text or images. For more information on this policy, please visit our help center. And then there's a link. Violence.
And hold on, before you go into violence. Is a stack of bodies gore?
Maybe it's disturbing content.
Oh, the word disturbing was in there? As on
the violent or disturbing content.
Wow, yeah, that is pretty...
And then they say, including sites with gory text or images.
Okay.
But one thing that's interesting, and I'll throw this out before reading the almost as vague definition of just violence, there are things much more violent that are on YouTube that is supported through
Google
Ads.
Yeah.
So they are, it's not through AdSense, but it's through Google Ads.
Hold on, not all the YouTube videos are supported by ads. You have to turn that on as a YouTube video creator.
You do. But
they're still putting ads on the site. Whether you're monetizing the ads or not is another question. They'll still run ads even if you don't turn
it. You can go through YouTube and not get an ad. If the content creator hasn't turned on ads, you won't get ads on that channel.
Really?
Yeah.
YouTube isn't putting their own ads on videos just for the hell of it?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'd be surprised if they're not.
They share the revenue with the people who want the ads on their videos.
No, I understand that, for the people that opt in.
Right.
But what you're telling me is that if I don't opt in, that Google won't put ads on the video?
I'm not 100%, but it was that way for a very, very long time. I don't know if it still is, but...
The way they're doing now, if they determine that anything within the video is copyrighted material, they will automatically throw ads on there and then give the ad revenue to the owner of the copyright.
Really?
Right.
So...
That's true.
That there are things that are much more violent than the photos that were posted on antiwar.com that are on YouTube.
Absolutely.
There are photos and videos that are much more violent than this that are on other news outlets. You know, there was a question, I forget who posed it, but they said, would Google do the same to CNN or Fox News?
Good question.
Or a mainstream newspaper that was using Google ads for ad revenue. And I would suspect that they would not.
I suspect you're right about that.
So the definition...
They're getting pushback, by the way, on this. There are people who have been contacting Google, even though, Daryl, you had trouble getting through on the phone lines. Apparently, you know, they did take note that people are talking about this.
I might find a carrier pigeon and try using that. Maybe it'll work. It's almost as reliable as the post office. So let me read the definition here of violence.
Okay.
They say, as stated in our program policies, AdSense publishers are not permitted to place Google ads on pages with violent content. This includes sites with content related to breaking bones, getting hit by trains or cars, or people receiving serious injuries. And again, they link over to the Help Center.
But being dead is a very serious injury.
Now, does the Help Center have more detailed description about what they consider to be violence? Because none of those things are in the picture of the dead bodies.
Right, but disturbing.
Other people received a very serious injury.
Unless they what?
I said that one of the things he covered was people who have received very serious injuries, and dead people have definitely received a very serious injury.
That's true.
Well, no, this says people receiving.
Right, so
if you show somebody getting, you know, like a crowbar shoved through their head.
Sure.
That's what, yeah, right. When I hear violence, I think of the act of violence, not the remnants of the violence, or what is left over afterwards.
Right, but basically the two words, disturbing content, is a catch-all for anything.
Yeah, that's huge.
So I'm on the help desk now, and it's not really.
Well, then I hope Google would immediately pull its ads from any and every politician's website, because those are all full of disturbing content.
Ooh, they have acceptable versus not acceptable.
Great. We'll do a little comparison here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Share your thoughts with us here. Should Google be pulling anti-war's AdSense account? Should anti-war no longer be able to make money by, you know, it's a fairly popular website, so a lot of people see the Google ads that are being run there. But now Google is pulling out, and they had said for a moment that they were going to come back, but then they found another article that they found offensive with a picture they don't like. And now they're saying, well, you got to pull our ads down from that article or else we're going to continue not offering you our service anymore. And obviously Google isn't obligated to offer anyone a service, and they certainly can set whatever rules they want to. But there's a competitive market to some extent out there. I don't know what the hell else there is competing with Google, but the people over at Anti-War did say they've been offered some other options as far as possible ad revenue for the site. But all that said, Google is the behemoth in that zone, right? Like, they're the number one, and it hurts when you're making money from Google. They were getting a fairly decent check on a monthly basis.
The article on Gawker that I saw said thousands.
Per month. And so when that just disappears, and we know that antiwar.com has been having financial difficulties over the last couple few years, that's why they had to end Anti-War Radio. They got rid of Scott Horton, who is now doing his own show. He's basically still doing the same show. It's just now called The Scott Horton Show, still interviewing the same guests and, you know, doing the same spiel, which is great.
Basically, after it became known that the FBI was investigating antiwar.com,
that's
when the financial troubles started.
Some of their big donors got spooked, I guess,
right,
by that. And like, hello, you didn't think that antiwar.com was being investigated? Newsflash, if you're in the liberty movement and you're relatively high profile, there's a good chance some federal agent is looking into you.
Right.
So what you were sharing with us a moment ago, Daryl, is the definition that Google has on their help desk about what is considered to be violence slash gore. And that's what they're claiming was violating their policies over at Anti-War when they pulled Anti-War's account because of an 11-year-old page that had not changed, you know, since 11 years ago. All of a sudden now Google says, hey, I've got a problem with this. And then they found another page they had a problem with after Anti-War fixed the supposed problems with the first page. And I think you're right, Daryl, that they can certainly just keep finding these issues and make it so they can never come back.
Right. So under on the help desk, there's a big header, violent content. What's this policy? Our program policies don't allow Google ads to be placed on content that contains graphic or gory images, such as bloodshed, fight scenes, and gruesome or freak accidents.
Okay, all right.
Publishers are responsible for every page on which their ad code appears and for screening any text, images, videos, or other media which will appear on a page with Google ads. Examples. Acceptable. Boxing or martial arts sites.
Why is that okay?
Not acceptable. I don't know, because in the policy it says you can't have fight scenes or bloodshed. Right. But you can have boxing and martial arts.
Uh-huh.
Not acceptable.
They're licensed. It's okay.
Breaking bones. Getting hit by trains or cars.
Unless it's a boxing scene. You can break a bone there, right?
Probably. Yeah. Receiving other serious injuries. Sites devoted to fight videos.
Mm.
Sites with gory videos or images. So you can have a boxing site, but it can't be devoted to fight videos of boxing?
It's very confusing.
Right, so they they write it in a way to where nobody knows what the policy means.
And so it can arbitrarily be enforced.
And they can arbitrarily enforce it at their whim, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Give me more. I want more comparisons.
That's all they have under there. Let me.
That was under violence?
That was under violent. Okay. Let me go down to the weapons policy.
Mm.
Examples. Acceptable.
All government sites.
Sites that are primarily about sport or hunting. Sites that sell antique guns, non-working replicas,
the military.
Emergency flares, paintball guns, scopes, or holsters.
Okay.
Sites located outside of the United States that sell airsoft guns.
Sites are located, all acceptable.
Yes.
Okay.
Sites located in the United States that sell airsoft guns and that have appropriate disclaimer on the landing page. Sites which contain content regarding archery or bow hunting. Sites that sell collectible knives, daggers, swords, cutlery, chef knives, or sporting equipment. Not acceptable. Sites that sell firearms, ammunition, and gun accessories. Sites that catalog individual firearms. Sites that drive traffic to firearm sales.
Hmm. So Google's basically anti-gun, essentially, unless it's for hunting or trap shooting or something.
Right. Sites in the U.S. that sell airsoft guns and do not have the appropriate disclaimer on the landing page.
Yeah.
Sites that sell knives or weapons with an intent for violent use. Sites that teach bomb or other explosive making or give instructions on how to harm or kill.
What's weird about this is that this is not the type of thing that Google would typically do if you understand Google.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
because it sounds like it's something they would do.
No, what it sounds like to me is I wonder if they haven't somehow been forced into this position. Because Google wants to solve everything algorithmically. They don't want people involved at all. At all. They want a program to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's very human involved. And so I wonder if there isn't somehow regulations or force that have involved them to say that has somehow made it so that, like, there's laws that if you're advertising and it involves firearms, you could get slapped with a lawsuit, you know, and that's happening over and over again.
That's a good question. I know that, you know, in a lot of corporate agreements, they always have some sort of a disclaimer or some kind of a line like, and you must obey all federal and local and state
right.
laws, and your content must not advocate the, you know, violation of those laws.
Right.
And so that's that big loophole where, you know, anything that, you know, like there's a lot of stuff we talk about civil disobedience on Free Talk Live.
Even a container of bleach says you must use this in accordance with all state and federal laws.
Yeah, but what my point is that as a corporation, right, they are governed by some state government. And so, therefore, as a corporation, part of being a good little corporation is making sure all the people who do business with the corporation are also obeying those same state laws. So I would say there's probably not a specific law that, that you know, is targeting
Google. Right, I'm not saying one specific law. I'm saying thousands.
I think you're right. It's just the whole system of the whole corporate system, basically. It forces compliance in these matters.
I would bet that a lot of these particular things is that Google had to form a department that it didn't want to form, and that people are enforcing things, you know, and there's discretion, but it's the law, but you know, it's like one of these things because the law itself is written horribly everywhere.
So here's something interesting under drugs. Acceptable. Sites that sell herbal plants that can be used as hallucinogens, but are not promoting them for their drug-related use. Note, these plants are legal to purchase as long as they are not eaten, brewed, or smoked.
So this sounds also like an example, and this is what I've seen out of Google a lot, is that where they will follow something only as far as they're forced to by the law.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they can push it right up against the limit, they do that. It's sort of like, for example, Google's one of the only companies that, so, like, for example, NSA goes to AT&T and says, we need your data so that we can, you know, have our anti-terrorist program, right? And every time we have a data request, you know, because of we're investigating someone, you know, just fork over the data. And AT&T goes, sure, let's give you, in fact, let's just have you set up some computers in our data center so we don't even have to worry about this. You just go ahead and set it up. Whereas Google's like, okay. And then, you know, they're like, well, you can't talk about it. Okay, we won't talk about it. Meanwhile, they set up, you know, like a reporting system that talks about every single time the government has requested a piece of information, what type of piece of request information, and they take it as far as they can report on what is
being
requested.
They have done some good stuff. Have since told them that you can only report in broad ranges.
Right.
So you can say between 0 and 500. And you cannot list the specific types.
And they did something, and I don't know exactly what it is. I'll have to look it up here on the break. But they did something so that you could actually figure it out. They
Twitter has actually sued them.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's true. Google is, you know, isn't totally evil, but what they're doing in this case is definitely not okay. There's more on the way. 855-450-FREE if you want to share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counter-terrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studies sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll-free here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you call now. You can also check in with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and I prefer if you call on Skype because you'll sound really good compared to the average phone, actually compared to pretty much any phone. So you can join us also again online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing at Free Talk Live, if you want to help support the show, then you can shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Now, Amazon's like Google, right? Like, you know, they're not perfect either. There's some stuff that Amazon's done that I don't necessarily agree with. But if I'm, for instance, to boycott Amazon and Google as a result of some of the bad things they've done, then, you know, that essentially is cutting off, you know, some income that we have coming into the show. And this isn't the most popular show in the world, so it's not like we've got a whole bunch of income streams coming in here. And so I can understand how difficult this is for anti-war to go through this, where Google is basically saying you've got to change your content for us. If you want to continue with these ads, you've got to change the remove these graphics from your pages. A page about the Abu Ghraib abuses, they're saying you can't have pictures up on that page. Apparently the text is okay, but the pictures are wrong or something like that. And Daryl, you've been going through this list of prohibitions by Google, and it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
And conflicting. Self-conflicting?
Yes.
So to speak. Let's go to Syphase. He's on the line in California. Syphase, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to throw out a couple of quick thoughts about this whole topic.
Yes.
First of all, you guys keep mentioning the fact that the page has been up for 11 years. And I don't know if that really matters so much. I mean,
it certainly does, because it means that Google had at least 11 years to complain about it.
Well, sure, but I mean, I kind of doubt that, you know, they knew about it for 11 years and they just decided now. I mean, probably just somehow it came to their attention now, or some rule change a few years ago or something. I mean, I just don't think the fact that it's been 11 years since the page is up, you know, necessarily means that, oh, they knew about it the whole 11 years and now they're coming after them. And I'm not defending what they're doing necessarily. I'm just saying that fact by itself I don't think really is as relevant as it seems that you're making it.
All right, next point.
So just the other point was that as far as possible, reason that they have all these rules. Johnson brought up one part of it, and that it could certainly be something to do with complying with all of the various laws about, like, you can show this and that advertising and whatnot. But I think possibly the other part of it is just they have these rules to sort of lessen the possibility of controversy around certain things. You know, I mean, like, if you have some kind of website that's showing certain violent content, they may just not want the hassle, basically, of having, you know, people complain, oh, Google's, you're showing ads on this page, so does Google support it and whatnot.
Sure,
and,
you could say that there are certain advertisers who would not want to be associated with gore, for instance. You know, on what was it, ogrish.com is a kind of gore site. I could understand why, you know, the local Kia dealer probably wouldn't be so happy with being on a site where people are getting their heads smashed in.
Well, I doubt that the keywords typed in for the Ogre site and the Kia dealership are not really going to mash up to where you're having Kia pop up on your Ogre site.
Well, no, it wouldn't necessarily have to do with keywords so much.
It absolutely has to be location-based.
It could be that you're going to the site and it detects that you're in Keene, New Hampshire, and that the local car dealer wants to get you an advertisement.
Have you used AdSense before?
Yeah.
You put in certain keywords that you want your ads to appear on pages with those keywords.
Mm.
So it's
that's
not based on location.
Entirely true. I mean, if you were logged into your Google account, for example, or you just have the cookie from Google, you can see ads on a page that are based on pages you've previously been to. So just because an ad is on a page, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's because of the keywords on that page. It could be because, you know, earlier in the day, you were on a site looking at your baby product, and now, for whatever strange reason, you are on some site with violent content, and there could be an ad there for baby products because you were there earlier in the day.
Yeah, so, and I'm pretty sure that you can target ads on AdSense by geography as well, to where it shows up in only on people's computers who are in a certain geographic area.
I mean,
but
as far as geography, it will only show up in those areas, but I don't think it'll show up just because you're in the area, unless you choose that, which, I mean, usually it's not how.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, Daryl's right. Like, you do generally have to select words to associate the ad with, but, I mean, still, Ogrish has, it's a kind of a gore site, so it wouldn't be uncommon for a car accident to be shown on Ogrish, or the, you know, the remnants of the corpse at the car accident, and then there you go, all the local car dealers are on the side of the page. So, I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot to, you know, see how that could happen and be offensive to the advertisers. So.
Right, and I understand that Google wants to have a CYA policy, but the way they have the policy, again, it's so broad, and in some cases,
it
seems to be, you know, conflicting to where nobody really knows what the policy is so that it can be arbitrarily enforced.
Is it conflicting, or is it just specific as to, oh, if you have these kind of guns but not these kind of guns?
Well, it says that you can have a site about martial arts or boxing, but you can't have a site about fighting.
Yeah.
That seems to be conflicting to me.
It absolutely is. It's very hypocritical, and clearly they're so vague, and thank you, SciFace, for the call tonight. Clearly they're so vague, these descriptions, that they can be enforced arbitrarily. And, you know, they're not erring on the side of, oh, this is clearly news coverage, right? Because if, you know, if I were their censor, or whatever you want to call this job position where there's some human
I did not
being.
See the words newsworthiness or media anywhere.
You know, it's funny. I've got a great top 10 list here of, you know, things that Google has done with Google AdSense, right, where they inappropriately place ads, and maybe they're trying to stop this. But, for example, there's a thing where on a YouTube ad, you know, an AdSense popped up where it was a video of a deputy, police deputy shown kicking a teen girl. And what's the AdSense ad? Become a police officer! You know, or let's
well, see. That is why some people become police officers.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, somebody's searching for meth crime by address in Las Vegas. And so then an ad comes up for looking for Las Vegas meth? Find it by locale and location.
What?
Yeah, local.com. It's like because it, the way the algorithm worked is because
there's actually an advertisement. Are you looking for Las Vegas
meth?
The
ad was created algorithmically looking for Las Vegas meth because okay. These stupid search engines, some of the way they write their ads is so that when the Google search bot comes in, it just feeds back exactly what your search is. Like, are you looking for this?
Huh.
We have it on our site.
Gotcha.
Like, it's like, no, you don't. You know, it's like I was searching for, you know, magical diapers, you know, like oh, you're looking for magical diapers? Oh,
right,
you know, like
okay.
Whatever, you know, it's like it just feeds your search back to you. Racism. Let's see what this search is for. Somebody's searching for racism. So here's another one of those automatically generated ads on eBay. Great deals on racism. Browse huge selection now. You
oh,
know,
boy.
That kind of thing. happening all over. Baby. Buy it cheap on eBay. Buy a baby.
In Baltimore, the streets have gotten safer thanks to the success of the new Permanent Daylight Initiative, which aims to prevent
that's not the right
Baltimore
one.
The streets
oh, no.
have gotten safer
not
thanks
the right
to the
one.
Success.
I am so sorry. I must have named this incorrectly. I apologize. I was going to play the Google ad with the Onion, and I don't have it. Sorry about that.
Here's one. Somebody
it was labeled Google God. That's what it was supposed to be. But
here's one. Somebody searched for wolves, and an ad came up for people mating with animals. Thousands of products. Save and compare.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. But yet they want to stop people from looking at anti-war. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. And hopefully we're going to be having Angela Keaton, who still has a job over at antiwar.com because it's been major budget cuts over the last couple of years. It's been hard for them to keep the site's doors open, so to speak. And we're hoping to have her on to talk a little bit further about maybe the internals that have been happening. You know, what haven't we seen in the official blog posts that have been coming out about this situation?
Well, we do know that some of the people working at antiwar.com have taken pay cuts.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I mean, that's happened in the radio business, too, where, you know, budget gets cut. If you want to keep your job, you're going to have to cut your pay. But they're doing important work there, and I do support what they do. Go check them out at antiwar.com. Obviously, they're taking donations now more so than ever.
And they take Bitcoin.
Yep, that's true. Antiwar.com, and check out Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. And don't forget freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition at that time.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is,
we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.